Welcome to the Search Storage FAQ podcast on adding SSD to laptops and desktops. My name's Anthony Adsed, Bureau Chief with Search Storage UK. Today's speaker is Chris Evans, an independent consultant with Langton Blue. First question we're going to address today is, can you put any solid-state drive in a laptop or desktop computer? Over to you, Chris.
Thanks, Anthony. I think it would be good just to set a little bit of background here and understand what normally goes into a desktop or laptop, and then we can talk about how we would apply that to solid-state devices. If you think about the traditional devices you put in, say, a desktop, that's typically a 3.5-inch drive. You may be using 2.5, but usually 3.5-inch drives. Typically around a sort of 7.2K spinning devices, domestic drives, if you like. If you imagine what you put in a laptop, typically that's a smaller disk, usually 2.5-inch, and so obviously a different form factor there. Now, solid-state disks come in both form factors, so clearly you would have to choose the form factor that suits you. And we're starting to see a lot of 2.5-inch drive form factor SSDs coming out. And when you buy those these days, if you buy them with a kit, then they have an adapter that allows you to put it into a 3.5-inch drive. So essentially, you can fit anything by form factor depending on, you know, what particular device you're putting it into. Whether you go down the route of SLC or MLC, I guess is your choice, but obviously, as we've probably discussed in the past, SLC are single-level cell devices, and they're more expensive, and they typically get seen in servers, although you could put one into a desktop or a laptop if you wanted to. More likely is that you'd put in something like an MLC, and an MLC is the multi-level cell, the cheaper device. They both come with SAS or SATA interfaces. You usually see the SAS on the SLC and the MLC with the SATA. And typically, PCs and desktops come with a SATA interface. So you're more likely to go for a SATA MLC device into your laptop. Pretty much you can put any of these devices in there, but clearly there's a trade-off here between cost. There's cost versus the features that they offer and the performance and so on. And the chances are that your MLC device across SATA will still be performant for a desktop or a laptop.
Thanks, Chris. The next question is, what are the key steps in installing a solid-state drive in a laptop or desktop computer? Over to you again.
So let's just think about the physicality of this first of all. Clearly in a desktop, that's probably a lot easier because you can take the casing off, you can mount the device into the desktop. And as I've just mentioned, if it's a 2.5-inch drive and you buy a kit with the SSD rather than the bare drive, they come with a mounting kit that allows you to put it in a standard bay within that machine. And that's quite straightforward. Depending on your laptop, of course, you may have to do some taking apart of the device in order to work out where the drive is. Hopefully it's in a nice, easy-to-locate place underneath, and you can take it apart. Usually they're in mounting brackets, and you'd want to undo those and be very careful about taking the connectors off and so on. So the physical aspects of putting the new drive into your laptop or desktop should be quite straightforward. Now, What is more complicated is deciding in what fashion you intend to do that. So if you imagine you've already got an operating system on your desktop or laptop today, you may want to choose to do a full installation again and replace everything that you already have on there. And one of the reasons for doing that is SSDs, and let's pick SATA ones as an example, they will support an ATA, a SATA ATA interface. But they also support a newer feature called AHCI, which is the Advanced Host Controller Interface. This is a new interface that allows you to use advanced features such as command tag queuing on your SATA drive. And you need to make sure that your operating system supports that when you enable it. By default, Windows 7 supports it, Windows XP doesn't. So you'd want to make sure you'd deployed the drivers for that before you actually went to do the installation. The next thing to think about is, are you going to use this drive for the full machine, or is it going to be the OS? Now, I personally would prefer, if it was going to be for the operating system area, I would reinstall from scratch, simply because it means I've got a nice, clean installation, and I know that my operating system is nice and straightforward. If I was adding this device as a secondary device, then clearly I don't have to reinstall. I could just add it as an additional drive into my PC. Probably not so simple with a laptop, because most laptops don't take a second drive. So once you've managed to get past that, you should find that the installation should be pretty straightforward. There really aren't really any other tasks to do other than reinstall the operating system. A couple of things to look out for, though. First of all, make sure if your operating system allows it, you're using features like trim. Trim is a feature that allows the operating system to tell the drive when blocks of data have been deleted and not have to write them. So it reduces some of the write wear on the device. And second of all, what you should remember is you've now got an SSD in your PC or laptop. SSDs do wear out. They're not finite. They have a finite lifetime, not infinite, like a hard drive would be, or at least longer lasting than a hard drive would be. They will wear out at some time, so you need to make sure you're doing backups and that you can get your data back should that drive fail.
Great stuff. Thanks very much, Chris. That's the end of the podcast.